I'm Emily Theed, author of This Vicious Grace, coming in summer 2022 from Wednesday Books.
And I'm Anna, a teacher and a writer in the Queery Trenches.
And you're listening to Basic Pitches, where we...
Two basic pitches.
Break down the basics of writing and being a writer. Okay, there we go. Goodness gracious. Was that like 3 hours on your end? Sorry about that lag.
I have 3 hours of recording.
Oh,
and
my
it's just
gosh.
Me talking to myself. Sadly.
Yeah, woof. Come on. All right. Putting a new laptop on my Christmas wish list.
Do it. That's your moneymaker now.
Right? I know. I was like, if someone had told me I was actually going to get paid for this writing thing, I would have not bought a used one. But that's all right. It's okay. Same with my phone. I was like, when I got it, I was like, well, I don't need like a ton of storage. And now I'm like, apparently my job is to make TikToks and stuff. So I need more phone storage. I know. I just bought myself for my birthday. I just bought myself one of those like things that gets advertised on Instagram. That's like the like stand for your phone. That's also the light for your phone. That's also the like holder. I was someone that used to be like, selfie sticks, why do I need a selfie stick? And now I'm like, I need a device that holds my phone and tilts my phone and shines the light.
Not because only I want someone to. Somewhere had invented such a thing.
I mean, yeah. So just trying to get pictures, since this is going to actually be airing pretty timely, I tried to do like dress up as my book.
Yeah.
Kind of as Lessa, but really more as my cover for Halloween, and like trying to get a picture like holding the lemon. Took me like an hour because I was like, they kept cropping the lemon out, or like the angle was weird.
I'm gonna bite this lemon because it's
exactly.
So close to my mouth.
So then I was like, I could really use like a thing, you know, because my husband was like, I can help. And I was like, no, like that's too much pressure. Having someone stand there and be like, this good, no. Like I didn't want that.
No.
I just needed that like little remote thing so I could just do the different angles because you can't look at the phone while you're looking at the lemon. And yeah. Anyway, so that's where my headspace is.
This is 2021 things Emily didn't know she was going to be stressing
about.
No, I
did not.
Looking at a lemon and looking fabulous as well.
Yeah, I did. I always want to like preface this because I've had a lot of people ask me like if my publisher is like putting pressure on me or like do publishers require people to do stuff. And I will say for my end, no. Like this is all just debut author angst where we all feel like we're supposed to be – you know, out there and staying on top of it. And there's a new social media platform every day. So, and honestly, I think some of it could be really fun. It is not fun right this second because right this second I have a whole bunch of other things that are due. But I feel like hopefully, like if I'm in a better place with the first draft of book two in a month like I would love to basically like, you know, spend the spring just kind of having fun with it and doing more like fun promo stuff. But
from now until like December at least, I know you're very, very
busy. And it feels like every other day someone's like, hey, are you cool with us like sending you this to do this? And I'm like, sure. Send it.
Yeah.
Like, why do I keep saying yes?
Put it over there with all my other responsibilities.
Exactly. Like, I got a big box. You know, they said, can we send you a big box of ARCs to sign before we send them out to booksellers? Like, who can say no to that? Like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Like, that's very cool. But again, it's like, it still does take time to sign stuff. And, you know. Yeah.
Yay.
I bought a lot of Sharpies. A lot of Sharpies. Helpful hint for anyone that ever decides to sign stuff with a metallic Sharpie. You're going to need more than you think by a magnitude of, like, hundreds.
I almost sent it to you, but Hank Green did a test for all authors everywhere of, like, 10 different permanent marker pen situations.
Ooh.
And just to see how many pages they would sign before they crapped out. Like,
oh, I'm curious now because I have my
amazing.
Own estimate. Oh, I can do the math. Hold on. I did.
And he said that the Sharpie brand wasn't it. Those petered out after
they do.
A very
and the
short
gold,
amount of time.
Yeah, but it's tricky because there are some kinds of pens that you're not supposed to use because they're not like archival quality, like they'll fade. I don't know what the problem is. I don't think they're going to like eat through the paper, but I don't know. But anyway, once I started, I kept going. My estimation is that I can get about 300 signatures per Sharpie. But my signature is two letters. So that's not a lot of writing.
No.
That's my estimate. Yeah. So that's my other helpful hint for authors or aspiring authors is practice a real quick signature, just like a swoopity-doop. Like, don't try to do your whole name, because then if you're ever, you know, fortunate enough to have someone ask you to sign a bunch of stuff, you will have regrets. Yeah. So, yes.
Three signatures in and your wrist
is
broken.
One motion. That's all. I can do it in my sleep. In fact, I woke up the other night and realized that in my sleep I was dreaming. Like, all I was just seeing my hand just do the signature over and it's like my brain could not shut off. It was like, keep going, keep signing. So, yes, my diamond shoes are too tight. I'm getting carpal tunnel, but for all the best reasons. So,
it's okay. I hate you. It's fine. No, I'm kidding. I looked at something on Instagram the other day, and it was somebody talking about your book. And I was like, people are reading it. I'm so happy. Like, it was just a moment. It was a moment.
I had a moment. I feel like this is – I don't think we have a large enough audience. This is a problem for me to say. But I did – I discovered accidentally – and everyone says stay off Goodreads. And I do. But I like to kind of check and just see, you know, if people are adding it. And I, like, clicked on a new button not knowing what it was going to – I thought it was just showing me who was reading it. And I didn't realize that people could post, like, updates as they're reading.
Yes.
So, like, I never scroll down to the review part. Never do that. But I clicked this button and accidentally saw, like, someone that was just getting started with the book and, like, at that point had said, like, it was kind of slow or something. And I was like, you know, like, total author panic. But that person actually did then, like, post on Instagram yesterday that they finished it and loved it. And I was like, I want to be like, I didn't mean to look, Goodreads gods. I didn't mean to look. Don't curse me. Like, I'm so sorry.
Forgive me. Yeah, forgive me, Goodreads librarians, for I have sinned.
Handy tips for debut authors is, yeah, not only should you not scroll down, just don't look around.
You gotta change that password.
Well,
and then give it to me, and then I'll change your password.
The thing, though, is I can still check it without my password. Like, I guess you can still see roughly how many people have added a book. You don't have to have a password.
Why do you like pain?
No, I don't like pain. I just like numbers. I just want to make sure
people are adding it. Do you want me to push the numbers?
Hey, everybody, add it on Goodreads so I can stop checking it, okay? That'd be cool.
That's not – don't listen to her. Don't go add it on Goodreads because she's still going to check it anyway.
You should still add it on Goodreads. Please.
All right, fine. Go add it on Goodreads, but don't feel like it's going to do her any service except for adding it on Goodreads. You're not helping Emily in any way unless it's helping her book.
And it doesn't mean anything, but it's the only set of numbers that debut authors have. Like, that's all we have, you know? Like, we don't know pre-order sales. We don't know. All we have is Goodreads, and so – can you blame us?
As someone who also likes numbers and likes knowing the number, like the number sitch, if I ever get there, I will have to like make a blood oath with somebody that I will never check it and then they will check it for me.
I have like a little tiny spreadsheet of like, because I check a bunch of people's just because I want to make sure. Like, I don't know. It's interesting,
like,
information.
I have no time. Where is my time gone? Emily, at 1 a.m. Good feeds.
Like a couple every few months, I just try to see like what the curve. Anyway, I also do not check my sales ranking on Amazon or on Barnes & Noble ever. Never.
Nope. That's cursed.
Nope.
Don't do it.
It happens.
Don't do it.
We all do it.
Don't do it.
At least I don't seek out reviews. That's good. Right? That's good. Do I get a gold star for that one?
Yes,
no?
You get a gold star.
Okay. Thank you.
Boop. That's your answer.
But handy tips for writers. Don't do all the things that I have been doing. Yeah.
I'm really proud.
I'm just a lot. Sharing the wisdom, those hard knock lessons, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah,
that's a lot.
It's out there.
That's a lot.
So yeah, so now I have a lemon that has fake blood on it in my house. Like you do.
That's my favorite thing in the world.
Yep. Someone just told me today, they were like, it was Jade. Jade messaged me and said, I feel like Murder Lemons is what your, like, fans will call your book. I was like, I love that.
It's so true. It's so
Murder
true.
Lemons.
Murder Lemon.
Yeah. Love it.
What book are you reading? Murder Lemon.
For a second, I thought you were asking me what book. I was like, I don't know.
No.
Just rated Bitch Wars submissions.
I was going to say, this is like a good, like, it'll be a longer transition, but a good transition into our topic today. I think everybody collectively has a lot on their plate right now.
Yeah.
But you especially have a lot on your plate. I think we are both drafting-ish.
Yeah. Both drafting-ish. Yeah. And then you I keep have... calling it revision, but it's really not.
No, it's drafting.
It's really drafting, yes.
Just clay is still being agent. Made.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, man, some rough clay, too. Getting there. Baby steps. Baby steps.
That's kind of the key of, I think, today is
yeah,
like baby steps, but like figuring out what baby steps to take when you are overwhelmed, trademark symbol.
Yes.
Capital O, overwhelmed.
Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about like seeking out other people's suggestions just for all kinds of stuff. Like I was telling you that I, you know, want to do some cool, you know, social media content with all these ARCs that I have. And I had that thing of like, I don't know, like, I don't know what to do with them. And so I just like popped on to like, you know, the debut author Slack and was like, hey, what would you do if you had 30 ARCs in like 3 days to take pictures? And people had the coolest ideas. And I just thought, I think sometimes we put so much pressure on ourselves to like come up with everything. Whereas like it can be really, for me, like really invigorating just to even ask other, you know, if you're on Twitter asking like, hey, what do you people do when you're not feeling inspired? Or like, what is, you know, what is a song that always gets you excited to like, whatever it is, like just looking for other suggestions because you know, it's like our brains are, you know, we're pulling water from dry wells here. And sometimes you need to go stick your bucket in someone else's well.
That sounds really unfortunate. That analogy.
People are going to be like, I don't know about this girl's book.
It's going to live rent-free. She's got some
weird right analogies. Yeah. I swear my books are better than me.
No. Hush. We're tired. And this is going to be a short, loving episode. Yes. But I am a very big proponent for asking questions on Twitter. Like that is such a huge thing for me where I'm like, I don't know. I need help with it. I have a bunch of people who follow me who can answer this question because they love me dearly. Here we go. Boom. And then like –
and they're just other brains. We live in a time where we have access to other people's brains and thoughts and creativity and like use it. Because sometimes you just need – it's like that you need that like exposure to someone else's good ideas to get your own going. So
– and I think for a lot – like I don't know. People treat writing – there's still – it's less so in the last couple of years, but people have always treated writing as like something that is meant to be alone. It's meant to be a solo thing. Like, you have to do it all by yourself. And that's such a crock of crap. It's not true.
And I think that's part of why some people like me didn't write until kind of late in the game. Because I had this image of what it was to be a writer. And that was so not me.
Yeah.
That I was like, well, I'm not the writing type because I don't like being alone. Like, I like being collaborative. I like brainstorming. And if someone had told me years ago, like, hey, fun story. When you write a book, like, you're going to have critique partners. And you're going to have... beta readers, and then, you know, if you're fortunate enough to get an agent and an editor, like, those are people that also will help you come up with ideas, then that's a whole different ballgame, because I love, like, that's part of why I'm pushing through this draft right now, even though, like, it, like, I'm dying inside at the thought of, hey, an actual, like, real professional reading this draft when it is not what I want it to be. I know that I'm at that point where, like, I am trying to get water from a dry well. Like, I need someone else to be like, hey, have you thought about this, 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 and this? And I know that that could really, you know, that's what I need to get the book up to the next level. So,
right.
Yeah, I think just getting ideas from other people.
No, and I think that's a really big thing, too. I've also learned and allowed myself to, like, I don't know how to say it, but this idea of giving myself permission, I think it is, to share my work at an earlier stage and be very clear on what I need from it. So I need cheerleading, or I need somebody to poke and prod at it. I need somebody to say, what if, or have you thought about, or is this where this is going? And that is so helpful because it allows you to kind of go, oh, this has a deeper potential, or this is an idea. And it gives you that thing. You talked about it earlier before we started recording, but the idea of like developing that cookie that gets you excited to continue, right? Hearing somebody talk about it could be that cookie. And suddenly you're like, oh, I didn't know. Hooray.
Talking about my books with other people is something I really enjoy doing. I like the collaboration. So yeah, to some extent, it's like, well, Emily, you have to write the crud so you have something to talk about with someone else, because you know you like talking to someone else and you know you like brainstorming together. So absolutely. Like, I even our good friend Lissa, I sent her some early chapters just to be like, what, how it, I don't, because I was struggling. I knew I was at this point where I was like, I know what's not working. And if this wasn't my book, I would know how to fix it. But it's my book. Yeah. And I can't see the forest for the trees.
Yes.
And so I needed someone else to look at it. And what I realized when I got back her feedback, which was wonderful, is that not only did she have good ideas, but it was also really validating to get this feedback that said, you're right. Like this part here, the thing that you were talking about, like that's not really, it's not really working the way you want it to. Because, you know, some people would say like, oh, well, that would be disheartening, but I don't see it that way at all. Like for me, it's like, it's really just, I don't know, it's reassuring when someone's like, yeah, you're correct. Like your instinct is correct. Okay, so let's start thinking about what we can do about that.
Right.
Whereas like sometimes for me, feedback where someone's like, no, what are you talking about? It's great. It's all great. I'm like, because then what they're saying is the reality and what I know to be true in my like writer heart aren't working together. And so sometimes just even just having someone say like, yeah, I mean, I think there's potential here, but like, I don't think this opening chapter is working can actually be the invigorating thing, like the permission to let it go or try something different or whatever. So
exactly.
Yeah. So that was my cookie, getting feedback from Lisa.
I like that.
Who's also super busy and still managed to squeeze that in. Right. She is an angel.
What a great human being.
But yeah, so I think, yeah, just talking about, like, if you're doing nano, if you're drafting, if you're in a rut, like, what are all these different cookies that you offer yourself? Like, I know for me, writing in a different place is a big one. Oh, sometimes just, like, writing outside, writing in a coffee shop, writing wherever. Just, like, it's like my brain just needs something different to make it seem like it's more fun.
I cannot stress to you enough the moving to a different location. Mm-hmm. I am fortunate enough to live somewhere where there is beautiful scenery everywhere, and I have a car in which I can drive to this beautiful scenery. And sometimes when I'm really stuck, I sit and type at my computer for an hour, and then I'm like, nothing's happening. This isn't going anywhere, but I feel like I'm on the edge of something. Like, I feel like it's right there, but I'm too distracted by my surroundings. Like, I want to clean the house or I want to do something else. And I'm like, well, there's that one project I haven't gotten to. I get in my car. And I drive to the top of this, like, overlook of our mountains. And then I just sit in my car. I push the seat back. Nice. I cross my legs. And then start going to town for, like, 2 hours. And I usually come back with a ton completed. And it's seriously just that shift of environment that it's almost like something in your brain flips a little bit that's like – it's business time now because you have left the house and you have to come home with work done.
Well, I found that especially like during all this time of like – we always call it lockdown, but like we're in the U.S. and we never really locked down. We just decided to stay home, some of us. But it gets so claustrophobic to be in the same place every day. And so I came up with all these little rituals of like I would write in the sunroom, but then at like 4 o'clock I would take my book or my Kindle that I was reading down to the patio because that was my like reading time because I just needed to – and that was my cookie. Like, if you do your work, then you get to go sit outside in the beautiful weather and, like, read a book. And so, that new scenery and just that – it's like, I don't know, like, telling yourself, like, this too shall pass. In an hour, you get to go someplace new. Like, something. Right. It's just – even if it's just little. I would do, like – I would put, like, fancy seltzer in a wine glass just to be like, I have a pretty pink drink while I'm writing. Or, like, whatever it was because I needed something. Right. So.
I'm so conservative with how I use my candles. And mine is a candle. Like I have a very specific – when you sent me that one candle, that was my writing candle. And I was not allowed to burn it unless I was sitting down getting words done. And so it became almost like a little ritual of, okay, we're going to make this really special tea and we're going to burn this really special candle. And then we're going to crank stuff out because if we're not cranking it out, the candle goes out.
Good call. They should sell writer candles with like really long wicks that have like a little burnout point. And it's like you light the candle and write until it stops. And then you have to light it again. Wouldn't that be cool?
I love that. And I want somebody to do that. Somebody create that, please, right now. Because the only thing I have right now that's similar to that is I try and write with my laptop charged and then I unplug it.
Oh.
And then when my laptop dies,
you get to stop.
I'm done. Oh. I'm done. And we need to get up and walk away.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. Because I always bring my charge with me when I leave the house because I'm always afraid I'm going to, like, get on a roll and then run out of batteries. But I think my laptop, that's the one thing it does well is it holds a charge for a pretty long time.
Right.
So if I got in, like, 10 hours of writing, I should stop regardless. So, that's a good call.
But that's my, like, handy little trick of because it goes for about 2 hours. And I know after two hours, it's time to take a break. It's time to go take a walk. I can come back once it's charged.
That makes sense, yeah.
But for the time being, that's it.
Oh, man. I don't remember the last time that I just like – because I used to – because in ADHD, I do have the ability to hyperfocus at times and back – in the before times, you know, I would get in these zones where I would realize like 4 or 5 hours had passed and I like had not done, like to the point where like I would stand up and get lightheaded and woozy because I was like, oh, but like it was so satisfying to get all that writing done. And I, that is not something I've had the ability to do for for a while.
Right.
That's what it is.
My brain has been the same way. It's chemically changed. Something has changed up there in the last year and a half, 2 years. So I get it.
Like, there's a psychological, I don't know if it's a study or just a thing, that basically they've shown that like kind of people only have so much willpower, like total.
Yes.
For example. So like if you're trying to like not spend money and you're trying to eat healthy and you're trying to whatever, like something's going to, you're going to crack with something earlier. Like you have to kind of pick one. And I think it's that sort of thing. Like writing requires a certain amount of brain space and life has taken up a lot more just background brain space that recently. So I think it's just, you know, our little like primate brains are like, I got to stay alive. And there's just not as much room left over for the creativity. But
it makes sense with all the talk of burnout, right? Like, this year, I mean, I was definitely under burnout from my job and from everything going on, which was touched by the pandemic. So, that makes total sense. That makes total sense. So it really makes sense, especially as we are cruising into Nano. For those of you listening today, happy Nano. You started yesterday. Nano. If you didn't start yesterday, that's okay too. Yeah. If you're still not going to start today, that's okay too.
Yeah. And if you do it, try to have a happy Nano. Try not to let Nano be a stressor. Like, just use it as a freedom.
Have you seen a lot of people on Twitter treating Nano like something to be stressed or anxious over?
I don't think so.
I've seen a bunch of it this time around. Or people like saying, I don't have the time or energy or brain space or whatever to do Nano. And it's like, I get that. But like, Nano doesn't have to be 50K. Like, you realize it's an arbitrary goal. I don't know.
I think for some people, it's like they have to commit to it. Like, I could see for me kind of being like, if I really gave myself permission to do a sort of Nano, how would I ever motivate myself to do the real Nano again? So I could see maybe some people are like that. I don't know. But yeah, I'm not doing Nano, but I like feeling like I'm doing it because I like Nano.
Yeah. Which I think you can still participate in all of the things. I don't know. I just wish people would understand that you can be gentle with yourself.
Yeah. Chuck Wendig had a good tweet thread today. Chuck's always hilarious. But, you know, he basically had said, like, have fun with it. Like, don't let it weigh you down. Like, just use it as a fun thing if you want to. He's like, I'm not doing it. But if you are, like, just use it as a, you know, as a motivator, as a tool. And I think that's really what it comes down to.
And I think that's also part of the cookie, too, is in Nano, I've done something. I've stepped out of my comfort zone a little bit this time. And I was on Twitter, again, asking questions. I was like, I really want to try Nano. Does anybody else want to try Nano? I don't need a large group and I don't want to check the Nano website because I don't have brain space for it. And so we have like a little group of like 10 people in a Slack that we are just like, we have like a couple different threads for like sharing like your aesthetics or whatever and cheering each other on, introducing ourselves. And then there's like a sprinting section.
Nice.
And it's really nice to know that somebody else, I can pop on there and be like, hey, I'm going to start working around 2. Is anybody going to be here? And somebody is like, hey, I won't be here at 2, but I'll be here at 4. Will that work for you?
What's that cookie of the social aspect again. Like, it's, you have something that is like, it feels like a shared experience and you have other people to talk to about it, which, you know, when writing does get solitary, it can be nice to have that structure to just thing that brings people together.
What else do you do when you're stuck?
What else do I do?
I
mentioned last time that I'm planning to just like watch, you know, travel videos and stuff. And since my mom listens to the podcast, she was like, she sent me more links because she was like, I was listening to the podcast. So anyway,
I love your mom.
I love my mom too. Hi, mama. I have been watching a lot of movies set in Italy this past week
because I
needed to get back in the Italian headspace because my sequel takes place not on the island where book one takes place, but it is still supposed to be sort of an Italian-inspired thing. And So I could no longer just hang out in the space I've already created. I had to have kind of more inspiration in my head. And I realized that so much of this book, too, was happening in a nebulous, like, I can't think of the word. Just, like, generic. Like, a generic fantasy-ish background. Like, there were a lot of, like, they were just, like, walking in the woods and stuff. And then I was like, wait a second, Emily, like, the whole point is, like, book one was set on this island that was supposed to be so, like, vividly the Amalfi Coast of Italy, and now they're just walking around in woods? Like, what are you doing?
Right, right.
And so just doing things like, you know, pulling up maps and looking at different, like, watching, like, you know, the videos, people, like, walking through the back parts of Veneto or, you know, Padua or whatever, just, like, reminding myself, like, this is what it looked like. These are the stones and the walkways and the narrow streets and all this stuff. And so, yeah, so I looked up, like, movies set in Italy, and I've just been picking a movie that I would like to watch anyway and just watching it and trying to really get in that zone. So, yeah.
I think that's amazing. That's like
usually cozy. Reading books, if I wasn't – like, that's the hard part is, like, I'm like, I need inspiration. Reading books gives me inspiration. I don't have time to read the books right now, so, like, blah. But under normal circumstances, I think – like, maybe not during Nano, but, like – even during, you know, setting aside a little bit of time every day just to read something fun and new, even if it has nothing to do with your book. And if you're not doing Nano, I'm a big believer in, like, picking a week every once in a while and just being like, I'm not doing any writing. I'm just reading. I'm just catching up on all those books. Because, yeah, there's so much good stuff.
That is such a big thing. Which – for a long time, we were talking about being young writers, right? For a long time, I thought if you weren't writing every day that you didn't constitute as a writer and you weren't treating it professionally. And I've realized I can't do that because then I don't have time to read and I don't have time to do anything else. And taking that week or this couple days off to just absorb and refill that well, that is so important.
Totally. I mean, I even said something once about it on Twitter, and my editor was like, yes, you have to take breaks and read. Like, you need that. Like, that is refilling your well. Yeah. And I was like, all right, well, there you go. You heard it from the boss. Right? But it's so true. And I think one of the trickiest things about being a writer, especially once it moves into a realm where, you know, you have contracts and you have obligations, is that this thing that is a hobby, that is a joy, does become a job. And that's a great gift, but it means that sometimes we forget that, like, reading for fun is fun and writing should be fun. And, like, it's not always going to be, and there are going to be times where you have to just be like, I just have to get this done or whatever. But if you lose all the fun, then what are you doing? Because, again, it's not a great career for just, like, a constant flow of good money. So, like, that probably shouldn't be the only motivation either. Yeah. Like, yeah.
I was thinking there was something I read or listened to or watched. Gosh. There was something recently that I consumed media-wise that was talking about making that jump from being, you know, a hobbyist writer or whatever. Like, yes, you want to treat it like a day job. You want to treat it, you know, you want to treat it as much as a side gig as possible. Yeah. Be professional about it. But when you do kind of jump that line to getting an agent, to getting published, then it almost becomes this idea of a manufactured kind of thing. Like, yes, you have deadlines and you have these expectations. And they were talking about why it's so important there to understand your process, and not just the process of writing, but the process of refilling your well and kind of almost manufacturing that and recognizing those signs. So you can tell that burnout is happening. It's it's beginning, right? And when that happens, you have a list of things. And this also ties to a thing that my therapist taught me about, like, you know, we all have that 1 week of hell, right? For us with ovaries, there's that week of hell, right? And, you know, having, like, if you have anything like PCOS or endometriosis, that kind of takes that 1 week of hell and, like, exacerbates it, right?
Yeah,
it
makes
and
it worse.
And she was talking about having a, like, a self-care basket, and it was just filled with, like, little things every month, little things that you know are going to bring you even just a little bit of joy. So fuzzy socks or coloring books or whatever. And I think the same thing can be said of writers, is to have your, like, list of things that you know help you out of a rut. So you know going to write somewhere on top of a mountain, or you know that taking a long walk around the block, that's going to give you some space. You know that this specific movie always leaves you feeling better, or whatever. I love the thought
of getting it, like writing it down ahead of time too. Yeah. Because once you're in burnout, you're like, I don't remember how I find my joy. Exactly. But if you have that list, you can pull up and be like, okay, these are things. Because I don't know about you. I mean, I think sometimes when you're really burnt out or just really emotionally worn down, the thought of trying to remember how to not feel that way is just one more thing on your
because to-do. At that point you've never I don't know for you, but for me it's definitely like I've never been happy a day in my life.
It's and like
I don't
what does happiness feel like, and then you're like, oh right, happiness feels like taking this bubble bath with a glass of wine and a good book and like telling yourself you have no other thing you're allowed to do. Like I know for me, like getting like I got a COVID booster shot and I was like I might feel bad. So that's going to be my, like, take a long hot bath and read a book day. And I ended up having no side effects at all. But I had already told myself, like, no. Yeah. This is your pajamas and you can't work out and you can't write. And because you just get to relax and give your body a chance to make those antibodies. And just having that one day where my to-do list was just do these things just that are self-care. Fun was, you know, it was like a little spa weekend. And, like, right now, for better or worse, I can't take a break. Like I have to, you know, we're in the home stretch with for us Pitch Wars mentors, and then as soon as that, like, then I have to write an edit letter and all that stuff. And I have to turn in this draft to my agent. Like everything's all happening in the next 3 weeks. So like this is not a great time for me to take a day off even. But telling myself December
can happen.
Yeah, totally. But like just looking forward and saying, okay, like I am giving myself. Like, the one upside of everything being due all at once is, like, well, then, woo, I can take a whole week and do nothing.
Right.
But what I want, like, I'm just going to go to, you know, TJ Maxx and shop for whatever, like, just whatever thing that I can't let myself do right now because I don't have the time for it. And that's all I'm going to do for a week. That's it.
That's also, if you can swing it. For me, it was not a thing to, like, swing until later, but. Getting your, like, buying yourself little treats if you can. Like, that's – if you can swing that, that's such a, like, a thing. For me, when we did Pitch Wars, my thing of getting out of Pitch Wars and being like, I did it.
Yeah.
It was so hard. And every time I just had a – there was a – it was back when Kavu bags were huge. The little side shoulder sling bags that had, like, the hiking rope or whatever.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. No, they were huge. And there was one that had, like, little forest autumn animals on them.
Oh, cute.
And it's still in my closet. And I was like, aww. When I get done with Pitch Wars, I'm buying this stupid Kavu bag. And it's so expensive, but I don't care.
I love that. Yeah. I think that's so important. And
that helped. Oh, like, that helped me also – with surviving my last work environment towards the end. That was, she was like, my therapist again was like, every, at the end of each week, like at the beginning of each week, plan yourself a little thing that's your, like, you don't have to purchase it, but it can be something that you do, but something you're going to allow yourself because you have survived a week. And that became such an important part of those last couple months was, okay, I survived this week. I'm going to go get a pumpkin-y beverage from Dunkin' or whatever. It was like, I survived. My
iced mochas from Starbucks are definitely a treat I give myself. I was just realizing I had a moment, Anna, because I was like, I was really excited. In the past year, because we were just saying how we felt like we hadn't talked to each other in forever, which I know isn't true because we put out podcasts every week. But feels like it. And last week, one of my, like, my only cookie every single day when my kids were home and the world was scary was taking my really long walks in the woods and listening to voice messages from you and a couple other people, Natalie and Ayana. And just like, it was so small, but it's what I needed to keep going. But it was a lot of those things. It was the social aspect. It was the getting beyond the small space I was in. It was going out into the woods. It was getting nature. It was getting extras. Yeah. It was a way to just put all the things I needed together. And because I knew someone was waiting for me to respond to a message, I couldn't say, oh, well, I'm going to put that off for a couple days.
Exactly.
Because I was like, well, I would not ignore my friend. I'll ignore my own needs, but I'm not going to ignore my friends. And so it got me out every day, which was really good for me. And now that life has started to go back to quasi-normal, but not really you know, that's kind of fallen by the wayside, which is unfortunate, but also, like, I would be that bad friend right now because I would be like, I'll send your message in, like, 3 weeks. But just that was a cookie and a cookie that I really needed at the time. So,
yeah.
Thank goodness for that. And look at all of us now.
Look. Aww. Listen, every time I look at the, like, picture stuff going on, I'm like, all my friends. I love them so much. I'm so proud of them. I can't wait for who's going to work with them.
It's a, this month has been wild. I'm trying to even remember. I guess, Laura, we were saying last week. Can I remember, like, if Lauren hit the list right before we recorded? Right after? Because there was the
Reese's. Oh, no, it was after. Hey, Lauren Blackwood hit the list.
Lauren Blackwood hit the list. And Britney Spears read her book. I mean, wow. Like, what are you? Yeah, so Lauren.
Hey, I'm reading. I started reading. And spoiler alert, if you're reading Within These Wicked Walls or you want to read them, why don't you just go, like, listen to some elevator music for just a second. But I definitely got to the first opening chapters with Magnus where he shows up. And he's like, nobody's paying attention to me. I'm knocking this candlestick over. And the fact that he's like, I'm handsome. And she's like, I don't think so. And he's like, what? You can hear the record scratch of, like, excuse me?
Don't you love him? That was my favorite. That is my favorite moment in the entire book is when he's knocking stuff off the table like a grumpy cat. I was like, oh my God.
So much.
I love it. I love it so much.
And, like, Andy, is it Andy that's her nickname? Okay, like, her attitude is my favorite.
It's fantastic. Anyway. Yeah, but it has been, so it's been a bananas week because, you know, as you know, Lauren is my co-mentor for Pitch Wars. So it's like, right, we have a week and a half to start making our final decisions. You know, this was a little while ago. And then suddenly it's like, Reese Witherspoon in Lauren's book. And then Britney Spears in Lauren's book. And then the list in Lauren's book. And I'm like, I have to keep popping up and being like, hey, Lauren, I'm so sorry. You have stuff to do. Can we chat real quick? Like, oh, man. Like, you just dropping into someone's, like, biggest week ever. You know, like, we go from being like, hey, Britney Spears.
Stuff we gotta do. But,
like, not to add to your to-do list while you're crying in a parking lot because Britney Spears loves your book. But I had a question about this thing. And yeah, but she's been a good sport. Good. She's hanging in there.
Listen, I was crying and screaming inside of my library. And it was like, it was almost closing. And the last couple people still in there in this silent library were like,
I don't even feel bad about this tangent because I feel like this is the sort of thing I would have loved to get the behind the scenes peek. But like, I was like, Lissa and I are messaging, like, she's like, what time does the list come out? What time does the list? And I was like, I don't know. Like, the authors usually find out a little earlier, but I thought it was like 2 hours earlier. So then I'm like messaging Ayana, like, hey, sorry, but what time did you find out when you hit? Okay, great. I'm going back to Lissa being like, okay, so probably like about 5 o'clock. And then like, she's like at work and I'm like hitting refresh. And I was like, oh my gosh. It was intense. And then I'm like messaging you and I'm messaging like all over the place. All of us trying not to be in Lauren's DMs because she was like, I'm not even going to think about it. I don't want to get my hopes up. And so we're all over here being like, yeah, totally.
Yeah,
we're all
great. Yeah,
being totally chill. We're not being chill. We were not being chill. There was no chill. No chill at all.
I love her so much. I love her. I love her book.
She's so great. It was so exciting. It felt like a group victory. Sorry, Lauren, it's not. We didn't do anything to deserve this, but we're just jumping on your coattails because we've met you, sort of. Not in person. Soon.
Yes. Soon.
Yay.
That's exciting.
I'm so excited. Oh my gosh, that's only a week and a half.
I know.
I could start packing right now and that would be weird.
So here's the thing. This is for people going to Y'all Fest. If you're going to Y'all Fest, I have a cord that connects my microphone to my phone.
Nice.
And I also have like a little wind thing to stop it from, like, it's like a little fuzzy hat. He's got a little fuzzy hat, like a little Russian grandma. That will be going with us if we want record on the fly. So if you want to be on the podcast.
Yeah. Fly us down.
We'll talk about it.
Sweet. All right, because I probably will not be able to fit my microphone in my bag because I was like, well, I'll bring Lauren's book so that she can sign it, and then I'll bring Ayana's book so that she can sign it, and then I'll bring some of my arcs. I'm like, oh, no, how do I bring clothes if I have a whole bag full of books?
Yep.
It's all right. Clothes are overrated.
Clothes are overrated.
Someone posted the gif of Joey from Friends with the like all the sweaters on. It's like, yeah, that's gonna be me.
That's it.
It's gonna be so fun, though. I'm so excited. Although I'm afraid I'm gonna be like, I don't know, like the deer in headlights at just like that many humans in one place. So that's gonna be a thing.
That's gonna be me.
Which is not usually my response, but now in this new world, it probably would
I was
be,
talking.
So.
I think I was talking to Alyssa about it, and oh no, I was talking to Lauren about being introverted and going to this, and I was like, we'll just extrovert real hard that weekend, and then we'll come home and talk to no one, and we'll be alone but together.
I'll be like the windbreak, you know, like I'll stand in front and talk too much.
I'll talk to everybody, but then did you see that post on Twitter that was like introverts at a party and the guy busts in the bathroom, there's noise going on, he's like, all right, I'll be there, and then the door closes and he just looks himself in the mirror and goes, you got this, and then he like shrugs his shoulders, opens it up, and he's like, hey, and he gets back out. I was like, that's gonna be me 1200 times.
I feel like it's turning into me now, like it didn't used to be, but yeah, I'm not functioning as well as I used to, so we will see.
We'll function together.
It's gonna be a good time. And at some point I need to come up with, I will be bringing some ARCs with me, and I haven't figured out what to do, but listeners of the podcast will hear it first. Oh no, probably not, because we're not gonna record. Hey, I'm gonna do something where, like, if you find me and say hi, maybe you'll get one. So just try to do that if you see me and say hi, and maybe you'll be the person. I haven't figured it all out yet, but I'll have bookmarks.
If you come find Emily and I, you'll get prezzies.
You'll get something. Yeah,
we'll have something. Stickers that are supposed to be arriving.
Sweet.
We'll see if they arrive.
Yeah, the post office is a bit of a mess.
Yeah, that's okay. I totally understand.
These are our cookies, stickers, bookmarks.
These are our cookies. These are the cookies of our lives.
And I talked Lauren into bringing some swag too, because she wasn't sure if people would want it. And I resisted the urge to reach through my phone and shake her, darling.
I was explaining that to Steven. I was like, here's her book. It came out of the box with a Reese Witherspoon pick. And then also Britney Spears read it. And then also it's a New York Times bestseller. But she didn't know if people would want stuff from her.
Reese Witherspoon and Britney Spears are having a cup of tea and talking about your book. Pretty sure people are going to want to at least say hello. But okay. Especially because, like, when I go to book events, like, I'll grab a bookmark from anybody. Like, I haven't heard of you. That's okay. I love a bookmark.
Right. Give me that swag. Right. Thanks.
So yeah, it'll be fun. Same. It'll be good times. Yeah. I'm interested though to see whether it's going to be like everyone's staying out all night, or whether it's like by like 8 o'clock, everyone's in pajamas watching movies. I don't know. Either way works for me.
I'm ready. Yeah. I'm prepared to be comfy at an early hour. And I'm also prepared to not be an old grandma. So
we can pick some nights for each. That's what we're going to do.
There's plenty. It's plenty of time.
And I love that we'll have a microphone. Now I'm picturing us like 10 o'clock at night being like, hook up the microphone. Hook up the microphone. Like, you going to edit it later being like, oh, that was a terrible idea. The cursed group episode featuring everyone in our hotel room.
It will go in that cursed folder.
Oh, man. Now I really do think the hotel we're staying at has a lot of people, like a lot of people that are kind of in this like querying or agented or like an upcoming debut, but like not people that have books out. Like, I'm sure there are some, but like, I feel like our hotel is the like starry-eyed newbies hotel for whatever reason. And I feel like it could be really fun to take out your phone and the microphone and just go.
I'm going to parade up and down those hallways. And it's late, I'm going to meet people who aren't there for Y'all Fest. It's going to be great. I'm going to be like, do you? And they're like, we're on vacation from New Zealand. No.
Have some seafood. I think Charleston is near water. Yes.
Yeah.
It is. Because that's where they filmed the Outer Banks, even though the Outer Banks is not in Charleston. But yes. Man, now I want to go on an Outer Banks tour of places, but I don't have time. It's okay. It's fine. There's so much to do in so little time.
There's too many cookies.
Too many cookies. Look at us. There you go. Segway.
There's the name of this episode. There's too many cookies.
Too many cookies.
I came here to eat cookies and write a novel.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go buy more
cookies. And I'm all out of cookies.
Because I'm not going to write. I'll go get more cookies.
Seriously. Whatever it takes. Oh. Good times. Now I'm like, what can I do with all these ARCs? Maybe I can make a cookie out of them. I'm going to see if that's going to be me tomorrow. You're going to be like, are you writing? Oh, no. I was just seeing if I can make a giant cookie shape out of my...
Seriously? Do you notice how I turned the lemon into like chocolate chips, but they're butterscotch? Because they're on the cookie, right? Emily, yeah. You should go right.
Yeah. I will.
I turned my air seasoned Muppets. Does that work?
Well, I'm going to make all kinds of stuff out of them. I mean, I have to. It's like part of my, it's like probably part of my job, you know.
That'll
be my cookie. Contract. Like if Early. I write for two no. hours, then I get to make shapes out of my book.
Please go back and check. Go check your contract, Santa Claus style, with a magnifying glass and see if it's in there that it says.
There's gotta must be something in there about like promotional activities. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Must create 4 buck wild things per month out of ARCs.
Someone did suggest that I make like a little house and have my cats peek through it. I'm really excited about that one. What I need to do, honestly, is leave my phone with my children and be like, all right, just do whatever you want. Just don't destroy the books and just see what they, like, tell them to take pictures. That could be cute. Like, once I tell them the idea of, like, making a house out of books, I mean, I feel like they're going to be all for it. Because your
kids made that really rad shark animation.
They did, yeah.
During the pandemic.
Why have I not been having my kids do live action Lego book promo? All right, that's on my list.
What are you doing? That's an untapped resource.
I know. Every time I'm like, well, these kids need to entertain themselves, and I haven't been putting them to work. I'll work on that. Yeah.
Are we going to end this episode with child labor?
It's educational, and it's teaching them about the industry.
It's also teaching them creativity, using building. Their imagination.
Yes, exactly. It's more like a enrichment camp.
I love this.
Yeah.
We'll They're like, Mommy, I don't want to do enrichment camp anymore. Yeah. I've been gotten like 12 paper cuts. I'm like,
make another TikTok. Good times. Oh, we get to do that fun thing when you stay in a room with someone for the first time and like no one knows how to stop talking and go to sleep, you know? Like you keep talking.
Oh my gosh, we get to do the like, lying awake awkward and then somebody's going to laugh.
Like a sleepover when you're 12.
That's gonna happen. Oh man, guys, I am the biggest person for being like, right as my husband is going to sleep, I will just be like,
same.
Steven.
Just thought of something.
Steven, there was a joke. I just got, I did it the other day where it was the Facebook changing its name to Meta or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a joke in there that was like, this is what an evil corporation would name itself, trying not to look like an evil corporation. And I was like, ha, 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 I get that. But also, I don't understand why it's that funny, but okay. And then later, as I was laying going to bed at night, I went, and I did the, Steven, I get this joke. Because they're stealing your metadata. They're Facebook and they're calling themselves. It's like, Jesus Christ. So get ready. You get a whole week.
I just picture the like, Pat, thanks for sharing. Oh, and there's going to be like 5 of us, 4 of us. I don't even know. A lot of people. Room.
I give everyone permission to throw things at me if I do that.
Sounds good. I will make sure I have the bed closest to you and a pillow handy.
Yeah. Whack. Shut up.
Hey, as the, I think, only self-identified extrovert in the room, I'm just, if I make it through the weekend without you all wanting to shove a pillow down my throat, then I consider it a win.
It'll be perfect.
Just like hand me a book. Be like, read, shh, stop talking, shh, shh, stop talking. No more talking, Emily. Emily's in timeout. There's an extrovert timeout. It's called the lobby. Go downstairs. Make new friends.
Pass by our hotel room, and you've got your face in a corner. I'm like, what happened to Emily? She's
in sitting in the hallway.
Nobody put her there. She put herself there. We don't understand.
A bunch of, like, big-name authors walk past, and I'm like, the introvert's kicking out. No, now I'm picturing myself like sitting at the hotel bar, just like stirring a drink sadly.
Please turn to the camera, break the fourth wall, and be like, now you might be asking yourself why I got here.
TikTok idea, stealing that.
Except you're not turning to the camera, you're turning to your book, and your book's like nodding solemnly while drinking limoncello. And it's like, I get it.
Alessa is an extrovert that's alone too much. Yeah. She
get it.
And as soon as Dante becomes her bodyguard, she spends the rest of the book being like, talk to me, 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 talk to me. I mean, basically, it's basically like the middle chunk of the book is her being like, hey, have you? And him being like, oh my gosh, stop talking. Dismount, what is your writing plan for a week?
What?
To write. You have, we used to ask each other what our goals were. What is goal, writing goal?
Goal is to
write.
Write.
Believe it or not, folks, this is not a happy hour episode. We are just that exhausted.
Straight.
We're just drinking water.
Water that has like flavor packets in it. I swear to God. I don't know. I'm trying to be very gentle with myself. I think my goal is to finish act one of this garbage draft, which is almost done. It really just needs like two chapters. And Emily, I hope you are ready. It will not be coming to you anytime soon because you're very busy. But just know that when it is time.
Sweet.
I need your scissors.
Great.
I need you to cut through.
Oh, I got to cut for this the other day. Oh,
that was fun. There's a lot. But that's my goal, is to finish this first act, which I have heard. I sent out the first two chapters or the first chapter to a couple people, and the responses are very good. So, hooray. That's awesome. Gets me. That's my little cookie. It's like I know it's something okay. Like it's
good. Because, I think, in a few weeks, maybe I'll fling this sloppy draft at you too.
Please. Because I already read a little bit of it. And
Yeah.
There is promise in that premise.
It'll get there. It'll get there. Yeah. It'll every email there. I send to my agent is like, I am working on it. Don't expect good stuff. She's always like, that's okay. I know how well you revise. And I'm like, keep that in mind. She does. She's great. It'll be good. But in a couple weeks, everything will just kind of.
It's going to be here. It's going to be. You know, whatever. It's true. Like, it's going to happen.
Yep.
What's your goal for this week?
I'm just going to keep pushing through this draft. I really do need to get it to my agent in the next few weeks, and I still have about half of it to work on. So I'm just going full speed ahead, and then Y'all Fest is going to plop down in the middle, and it's going to get no writing done. But
that's okay. That's going to be your cookie. That's your cookie.
Yeah, so I'm trying to kind of do like a chapter a day, which is a lot, but
it can happen. There. It's okay.
Oh, trying. That's my goal.
You got it. I believe in you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Cookies. Actual cookies.
My cookie. Cookies. Y'all Fest is my cookie.
It is your cookie.
Yes.
We're going to get there.
Yeah. Because then I'm not writing. I am doing professional networking.
Duh.
Yeah.
And if anybody disagrees with you.
They won't.
They won't.
I mean, Chelsea's the only one that needs the draft, and she also is a big fan of professional networking. So, like, you can't have them both at the same time. So, it is what it is. But, yes.
Okay.
Alrighty, my laptop is yelling at me, so
we gotta go. We gotta stop this.
So, we do the, like, so stick the landing. Good. That's my stick the landing sound. You know, like a gymnast. I was trying to be creative.
Am I?
They land. Little feet. I'm doing little feet.
This is where I hold up.
Yeah.
9.7.
Nice.
9.5.
I feel like we did not deserve those scores, but that's okay. Well, folks, bye.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to another episode of Basic Pitches. Again, we always super appreciate it. As a reminder, the next couple weeks are going to be up in the air. You're going to have a great Y'all Fest episode. It's going to be wild. It's going to be wacky. It's going to be random. Emily's going to be in a corner. We don't know what's going to happen, but it will be fun. And then we're going to take a break in December, and we'll be back in the new year.